Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Should entrepreneurs be involved in art? Is art even a part of the process? We're going to take a deep dive with Peter Bakalar. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Peter's in Japan, and we are live from Japan. So, Peter, I met you at Cedarville University during this special week for missions. And I would call it a God moment because I literally was standing there waiting for a student all of 30 seconds. And I turned to you and said, hey, you know, what are you doing? And you said, I'm here for the missions week. And you said, what are you doing? I said, I teach digital marketing. And your team said, we need that. And then I said, well, why don't you come to class? You came to class and shared. And now all of a sudden you have at least one student who's headed to Japan on a missions trip. So let's talk about your ministry, what you do. We'll jump into your website. I'm going to bring it up. But what do you do in Japan, Peter?
So I'm a church planting assistant, and we've been involved in church planting ministry since 1990. We've seen a number of church plants started, and now they're under national leadership. They're self-supporting, self-governing, and self-propagating. And so that's the desire we want to see happen, is like a indigenous church planting movement. But my background is in art and design, and that was something that has always been with me, but I never saw the application as to how it could be involved in church planting until the last, I'd say, 10 years, where we began this presentation with a God moment. And there's been many God moments along the way where just I wasn't knowing where to turn. I wasn't knowing where to find answers to my questions, and God just continued to put me in the right place at the right time and with the right people, just like meeting you. And from there, showing me, having me experience how we could expand the work of church planting through the arts.
Mm.
And that has been a wild ride, but one that has been very exhilarating, and for me, holistically fully engaging in all the aspects that I feel the way that God has created us to know him, to love him, to give him glory and honor with our whole being, and to approach community, approach culture from that humble posture of let's discover Jesus here. What is he doing in this community? What is he doing in your life? You might not recognize that, but as we begin to engage fully in both your heads, hand, heart, and soul, we're finding people are very, very open to discuss where they are in life, what they want to see happen in life, what are their fears, what are their... And so I would say, where does church planting begin?
Mm.
And it begins with understanding the people you're trying to reach, and to understand their culture, their society, their own hearts. And art has been one way. I wouldn't say it's the only way. And I say a lot of times in our conversations with others, it's not either or, it's both and.
Mm.
And, you know, I believe that people come to faith through the preaching and teaching of the word. And I won't compromise on that. But I also feel that to come into the audience of the preaching and teaching of the word, we have to go out many times, and we have to engage them where they are before we can get them to where we hope they can hear the preaching and teaching of the word. And in a sense, they're hearing and hearing the preaching and teaching of the word, not so much verbally, but through our lifestyles, through just walking through life together, doing I might be getting ahead of myself with our core values, but they really do help us to engage people where they're at as they are, and to walk together through the process of discovering Jesus in their work and what they're and where he's placed them and the things around them that are he's using to call people to himself.
Let's talk about that. So I've heard that art is embodied theology. We could get a little philosophical with that, but in other words, you know, theology is not just some philosophical theoretical thing. It is literally embodied. Like we see Jesus, the God-man, in human form, in human flesh, and it has to be embodied to be understood. I would argue that church planners are some of the earliest entrepreneurs. I don't know if you feel that way, but what do you, you know, my dad was a church planner. He's highly, highly entrepreneurial. I mean, you have to go into an area, whether it's cross-cultural or not, you have to create a vision. You have to create a team. You have to create essentially a product. And I know some people might not like those words, but some expression, you know, some expression of a gathering, and there are artistic elements to it. What do you think? Do you think entrepreneurs and church planners are similar or different, or how so?
Oh, I totally think they're similar. And I mean, there's so much crossover. So I go to a workout at a gym, and I go into that gym and I see things on the wall, the no judgment zone. you belong here. We're here to help you. And no criticism.
Wow.
Okay, so this is a gym, right? That's got its finger on the pulse of those that they are seeking to attract. And it reflects the fears and anxieties of those who, you know, maybe are out of shape and don't feel like they belong. And they're trying to say, no, you do belong. In fact, we're going to go so far as to put up this little fake button here called the lunk alarm. And if you see somebody, you know, going against our values, you know, throwing weights on the ground, or, you know, drink in this muscle shirt with just showing off and stuff, they understand very well the culture.
Wow. And
isn't that what, I mean, again, we talk, our terminology can get pretty, you know, it could be easily criticized, but sure. I feel, doesn't the church in a sense want to approach the community in the same way where we're here for you. You belong. We're not going to criticize you. We're actually here to help you. Don't fear coming into here. And in a lot of ways, we understand your fears, your anxieties, and we want to do as much as we can to lessen that, to, you know, de-escalate that so that you can be a part of what God is doing here. And so the gym reflects the values of the culture in a way that they can reach out in a meaningful way. And entrepreneurship, they're a business, right? They're trying to expand, they're trying to grow new businesses, they're trying to get into areas that they've never been before. And so church planters, I feel, are, if we're not tied into those cultural norms, those niches where, you know, and we come with assumptions that don't really resonate with the people we're trying to reach. So for sure, I think one of the callings of the church planter is to be a entrepreneur in his vision, in his creativity, in his desire to really seek excellence and success in what he is essentially promoting.
Yeah.
He's promoting it not for his own glory, not for his own success, not for his own name's sake, but for the sake of the name of our Lord.
That's right.
And you know, it just seems to be exemplified so much so in, as you look at different ventures that have really grown because they've met a need. They've found a niche in a sense.
Yep.
And I feel that if we ignore those common ground themes, those kind of invitations that God actually gives us to see within the culture, why should we not continue to understand and to explore and to creatively engage in those kind of platforms and bridges that God is really showing us?
That's right. So I hear you loud and clear. And, you know, you mentioned entrepreneurs, masculine, he, but we would also say you see a lot of female entrepreneurs.
Yes.
What's the percentage? I'm always curious, like on the quote foreign mission field, what is the percentage of male to female? What do you think?
Well, that's a really good question. I never thought of that kind of.
I'd guess and say 60-70% are women.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
Yeah,
I don't know what you think.
Well, of course, for every church planting couple, you've got the woman there, and she's a big part of the decisions of the of the husband. For a good sense, they should be working off each other's opinions, and then you have a whole group of single women missionaries who have sacrificed a lot to be on the field. And
I have a sister who turns 50, and she that's been her full time life career.
Oh, praise God! It's so exciting.
So let's jump in and talk about, you came to Cedarville. First of all, you know, I'll hit you lightning round here with some questions. So what made you decide that, you know, well, you came and you brought some fantastic things, and, you know, you taught me a lot about these types of different art expressions. We'll get into this particular product here in a moment, but what brought you to Cedarville?
The exciting opportunity to talk to young people who are at the point in their life where they are seeking their passion, they're seeking their curiosity, they're seeking their goals and study, but God has also given them a heart for himself and a heart to be involved in global outreach. And the possibly the traditional things that they've heard about missions, that it's a particular skill set, and this is what we need for missions. And I think that God has really blown the door open in terms of vocational missionary service, because you see all these different gifts and abilities that God has given the young people, their passions, and you see application points. You're connecting the dots between what the mission field is needing, and not only needing, but seeing they're not being able to reach because they don't have the skill set that these young people possess, whether it's in media, social media marketing, in administrative work, in these kind of fields that are on the, you know, on the top of the wave of this movement in world connection.
Gotcha. So,
you know, to talk to these young people who are asking wonderful questions about, well, this is my background, these are the things I'm interested in, where is there a place for me? Yeah. And I want them to know that we see you, we hear you, and there's a place for you.
Yep.
And so among the young people especially, they're at that point where they can make these. They have the freedom. They're not locked into, say, a 9-to-5 job.
That makes sense. Point.
And they can explore. They can have an opportunity to try it out, to test the things that they are wanting answers to. And so we wanted to provide those opportunities as well for them to come for a season and really experience it. See what it is that God has for you, or what God is calling you to. And for the young people especially, I love their energy. I love their curiosity. I love their sense of adventure and risk taking. That they're willing to step out in faith, but they want to understand that when they step out in faith, that we're going to be there side by side with them, and walking with them and helping them discover what it is that God is calling them to. And our goal when we have people come over is not just to use them as warm bodies and to just drain them dry, but to see them flourish, you know, see them flourish in understanding and growing as a Christian, growing as a mission, worldview. So yeah, Cedarville was just an amazing context to be in.
Yeah.
And just to stand there and have people come up and talk with us, and then to actually go out kind of on cold calls and meet some of the faculty, and to, you know, be invited into their office. And in the beginning, it's kind of like, you know, what are you doing here? And when we said, well, we're just here for a short time. Just please give us 5 minutes. And then like 20 minutes later, we're still talking excitedly about what we see the crossroads are. And so that kind of environment to me is full of potential, full of excitement. And I love it. I love talking to the young people.
So this particular piece, you are not your art.
Yes.
And it's really looks like it was almost designed for your missions expression. You have a gallery, you have a studio. Is that actually what it looks like?
Yes. That's an artist's rendition of Gallery Nani and Studio Tsunagaru.
Wow.
And so one, Studio Tsunagaru is a place of creating where you can make a mess and not have to clean up at the end of the day and continue your vision until it's done. Mm. And hope it fits outside the door. You know, some people's visions are greater than the space. But then we have the gallery where you can exhibit and where we can call others into exhibitions and workshops and discussions and performances. Wow. And so there's a nice segue from a place of making a mess to a place of creating, and then to go and display. And that particular brochure is by Stephen McCraney. That's a booklet that he did. It's his life story. He is a very famous among those who, you know, care, you know, they look at the things that he's doing and developing on the internet.
Sure.
And you say his name, and I was at the Savannah College of Art and Design. I mentioned Stephen McCraney, and they like kind of jump back a little bit, like, whoa, you know, Stephen McCraney. And he has an interest in Japan. And so he collaborated with us on this brochure, on this booklet, allowed us to print it, and then to put, you know, an introduction about him. He didn't even ask us to do that. We just did that because we want to honor.
Wow.
Collaborate with us, and, you know, to bless him, bless his work.
Yeah.
And that's so great. That particular brochure that you just showed is now translated into Japanese.
Wow.
And we're printing that out in Japanese to hand out for free. That was the other condition of collaborating, is that these things are not to be sold, but to be given out free of charge. And so that's where we're struggling with these initiatives. We're trying to be nonprofit in a sense,
but
we can't make a profit, so we need patrons. You know, to understand the vision, understand the goals, and to say, I want to be a patron and help develop these tools so that you can give them away for free
and
reach a wider audience. But yeah, Stephen McCraney, definitely for your listeners, check out his work. He's a wonderful artist, Christian, has a wonderful desire to reach others with through his art. And it's a powerful message that he's conveying.
It's so good. It's so good. Well, listen, we're almost out of time here, but I want to encourage people to go to your website. It is literally nanijapan.org, Nani, N-A-N-I, and N-A.
Yes, N-A-N-I. N-A-N-I is Nagoya Arts Network International, and Nani is the Japanese word for what. So Nani, sore wa nani, kore wa nani, what is this, what is that? And our cut phrase is art invites questions. So stay. Therefore, we have Nani, which is the word for question, but it also is Nagoya Arts Network International. So connecting great. With people through art.
So good. Well, listen, Peter, this was amazing. It's so fun that one of our students is headed your way.
Yes.
I know that other people who may be watching this might say, wow, I've never thought about entrepreneurship as church planning. I've never thought about how art can open up conversations about spiritual things. You've given us a lot to think about, and I'm really glad that God connected us.
Thank you, Dr. Carey. Truly appreciate it and appreciate the God moment of meeting you.
Awesome. Well, we'll get this, you know, folks, you can reach out as well right off the website. Definitely hit contact us. They also have a really cool Instagram, blog, and Facebook as well. So that you can view the website in Japanese or English. And you bet I was using English. But thanks so much for being with us today, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carey Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.